You're listening to SBS News.
The road ahead will not be easy, but America is ready, and so are Joe and I.
A historic moment in US politics. Kamala Harris's first speech to the nation as vice president-elect.
But while I may be the first woman in this office, I will not be the last.
More than 2 months on, Kamala Harris is set to take the oath of office, ushering in a multitude of historic firsts. The 56-year-old will be America's first female, first black, and first South Asian American vice president. Wednesday's inauguration is set to be a barrier-breaking moment for millions in the US and across the world. Kamala Harris was born in Oakland, California, to two immigrant parents, an Indian-born mother and a Jamaican-born father. Her allies say as a child of civil rights activists and a black woman who spent her life confronting and trying to address racism and inequality, navigating those pressures as vice president will come as second nature. Californian Congresswoman and friend of the vice president-elect Barbara Lee says her appointment is long overdue.
I think she's the right person to help us get through these really uncharted waters. Having a woman of her background, first of all, as an African-American and as a woman of Indian descent, she brings a whole new perspective on issues, which the president-elect Joe Biden will really need.
Kamala Harris, the former California Attorney General, has emerged as a leading voice on racial justice. In her Democratic presidential candidate campaign, in which she ran against Joe Biden, she laid out her vision for criminal justice reform, calling for an end to mass incarceration and the creation of a National Police Systems Review Board. It was in 2019 that she and President-elect Biden were sparring over such issues on the debate stage. But the once rivals are now sharing the stage. Congresswoman Lee insists the pair are now teammates.
It appears that they've developed a really good working relationship and friendship. And I'm certain she's no shrinking violet. I mean, if she believes that one decision should be made versus another, she's going to weigh in and give her thoughts and opinions. Of course, the president has the final say. He's the president. But she's certainly going to make her voice heard.
Kamala Harris is shaping up to be a central player in the new administration. With the Senate split evenly between Democrats and Republicans, rare in American history, Ms. Harris will break any tie votes. Professor Joel Goldstein, a US vice presidential historian, told the ABC it will mean she will be key to securing President-elect Biden's legislative agenda.
The fact that the Senate is split 50-50 and that she can break ties is very important to the Biden administration in terms of getting high-level appointments through, in terms of getting some legislation through. From her standpoint, there is some disadvantage in that it means that she has to pay attention to the Senate calendar in scheduling her own calendar so that she may be limited in terms of international travel and even domestic travel when the Senate might be in position to take up a close vote.
South Carolina Representative Jim Clyburn says Kamala Harris is well aware of the responsibility that rests on her shoulders.
My goodness. Those of us who come to these positions, we come to them knowing full well that we have a burden to make sure that we do it in such a way that there will be people coming after us. I think that Barack Obama conducted himself as president in such a way that the country accepted with ease Kamala Harris as vice president, knowing full well that she could very well ascend to the number one position.
Mr. Clyburn says the vice president-elect has a challenge in uniting the nation, referring to the rioters who stormed the US Capitol earlier this month. He says they are likely to continue their campaign long after she takes office.
They're still holding on to a lot of animus about Barack Obama and they're going to transfer it to her, just like they transfer it to others here in this building. And they're never going to get beyond that. Yeah. What we have to do is get the people of goodwill to help us get through that, if not over that and around that. It's going to always be there.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.